Hey, good evening, everybody. And Virginia must be smiling right now from the heavens, looking down at what is happening, what has happened to Prince Andrew today. If you've just tuned in, we've got huge news about Prince Andrew. Supposedly, the mainstream media is saying, supposedly, there's been a discussion with Charles. And it's in the best interests of the royal family that Andrew doesn't pursue. But that's all BS, folks. This is damage limitation. Virginia's book is imminent. We just had the email leak stating that Prince Andrew, months after he told Emily Maitlis on the BBC that he had parted ways with Geoffrey because of his evil conviction. Months after Prince Andrew was busted saying, and it was referring to the photograph that he said was fake with Virginia, months after he was saying, Geoffrey, we're in this together. And he couldn't wait to play again, folks. Couldn't wait to play again. Like, knew this guy had the conviction. So haughty, so condescending, so superior. To hell with the advice from his own royal protection officer, such as Paul Page, who we interviewed, who said Prince Andrew overrode their advice not to go and see Epstein. But no, he is a law unto himself, and now he must face the consequences. And he's facing them. And don't believe the BS in the media. That this has all just been done because it's in the interest, he's damaging the royal family, the accusations against him, etc. No, Virginia's book is imminent and it is gonna get into major details about the allegations against Prince Andrew. It's gonna go way above beyond the email leak. If you guys have been with us for 5, 6, 7 years, we laid down Virginia's allegations in my book, Who Killed Epstein, Prince Andrew or Bill Clinton? Hopefully, Clinton is next. If you're not familiar with the allegations, because the mainstream media only reports on certain ones and minimizes what Virginia said, we combed over the lawsuits, the legal paperwork years ago. And she said there was 3 times. She was forced to go with Prince Andrew. And the most heinous of those times, which the mainstream media has completely shied away from, is the allegation of the orgy on the island, where Ghislaine Maxwell allegedly was present, where Geoffrey was present, where Jean-Luc Brunel, second in command of procuring girls after Ghislaine was present. And there was a number of girls that Virginia said in the swimming pool that looked underage. And Geoffrey and Prince Andrew and Jean-Luc Brunel were joking that these were the easiest ones to do these monstrous things to. Because they don't even speak any English. Yeah. So the mainstream media has only scratched the surface when it comes to this case. We have seen the Epstein files, the cover-up, light a fire under the political establishment in America, a fire that still rages. We have seen it light a fire under Prince Andrew. And Fergie, who's just as bad as him, partners in crime. Fergie was kissing Geoffrey's ass after the conviction. Just like Randy Andy couldn't wait to play with his best buddy Woody Geoffrey again. These people are sick, folks. Absolutely sick. And they think we will never find out. Well, this is a story that's just got bigger and bigger. And Pharmaciding Virginia getting her out the way just before the book was coming out. As only Streisand affected our interest even more. So, let me get off my rant and read you guys the new news. Because like I said, I thought this would die down 5 years ago. It was huge. I thought it would go away. I had no idea it would blow up in all of these predators' faces like it has done this year. This is fantastic. The spirit of Virginia shines down upon all of the survivors, such as Juliet Bryant, Maria Farmer, Annie Farmer, people we have collaborated with for years. We just did a part two with Juliet. We're adding her photos to it now. Her mum is in the part two, and we hope to get that out soon. All right, so what's going to happen to Fergie as Prince Andrew loses all of his royal titles? Let's get him up there, shall we? Look at that face, folks. I don't sweat when I go, you know, and I don't go out in London in casual clothing. And I don't sweat because I was such a big, bad war hero in the Falklands. I've got this condition, you know. So, Andrew said in a statement released just this evening, I was out to dinner with Jen when multiple people text messaged me to let me know this had happened, including my dad. And by the way, this is a call-in show, and all of the call-in information is in the description box on YouTube, including, let's see if we got the, we should have these the StreamYard link as well, in case anyone wants to come on the screen and give their input. I'm sure some of you are itching to get a few things off your chest. So you've put the, Ben, you've put the StreamYard link into the description box, but you've erased all the phone numbers. There are no phone numbers in the description box right now, so if you can fix that so people can call in, please. And I will read the latest news. So Andrew said in a statement released this evening that following a discussion with King Charles and the immediate wider family, it was concluded that the continued accusations about me distract from the work of His Majesty and the royal family. Continued accusations about me, they are the relevant words here, folks. No remorse. No admission of guilt, even though his emails have come out showing that he's guilty as hell. As a result, Andrew has said he has decided to no longer use my title or the honours which have been conferred upon me. This is like when they need a fall guy in politics and the guy's got to go, but they give him a prepared speech in which he says he has decided to step down. When actually he's been told, under no circumstances can he continue in his capacity in that position, which is what I believe is exactly what has happened to Andrew. He's been given his marching orders, even though he's been trying to crawl like a cockroach in the night, out of the shadows, back into royal duties, desperately. Do you remember even when the Queen was alive, he wanted to go show up at the funeral? Philip's funeral, wearing full military regalia and medals, and the Queen put him in check. This guy's been trying to clamber back into the limelight despite all of these allegations, accusations, lawsuits settled. Desperate, desperate, folks, to try and bury this story and get back out there doing his scamming with Fergie. But no, no, we have not let him escape from public justice. So this decision has sparked questions from the public about Fergie, the Duchess of York, whose titles are also set to change now. The former Duchess of York will now be known as Sarah Ferguson in an official capacity. which means she is now also relinquishing her decades-old title, which was issued to her on the day of her wedding to Prince Andrew. And good, rightly so, after the recent email leak. Fergie was dropped from all of her private charity patronages last month when these emails emerged that she sent to Jeffrey following his conviction, gushing for him, praising him as being a steadfast, generous, and supreme friend. A convicted PDF file, folks. A convicted PDF. Let's not that get in the way of how much I love you, Jeffrey. My husband wants to play with you again, Jeffrey. We don't care about the public risk. We don't care what our royal protection officers advise us. We are the scum of the earth. We want to get out there with your underage and do these dirty deeds, as is the case of Prince Andrew. That's what I'm saying here. He wanted to play again with Jeffrey. Couldn't wait to get back together with Jeffrey. Absolute sicko. So, Prince Andrew has given up his titles, if you've just tuned in, after coming under huge pressure from the king. The king is the good guy now, folks. All of a sudden, even though he himself, after Queen Elizabeth died, was trying to bring Randy Andy back into the public fold. But now he's being the good guy because he's doing the honorable thing in this release. It's got nothing to do with Virginia's book being imminent and this whole scandal about to get 10 times worse for this bloody idiot. The king is doing the honorable thing, folks. We're going to buy into that one. The report suggests the string of scandals concerning Andrew have pushed the king to breaking point. New reports about Andrew's relationship with Epstein and with an alleged Chinese spy. God, it was 2019 when they did that BBC Newsnight interview where Andrew said he had cut contact with Jeffrey in December 2010. December 2010. But then we saw the emails dated February 28th, 2011, where Andrew told Jeffrey they would have to rise above it. The scandal of Virginia's photo. Oh, thank you for the super chat there. This correspondence is said to have taken place a day after the emergence of the photo depicting Andrew and Virginia. Remember, Andrew said it was a fake. I do believe Lady Victoria Hervey has been parroting that, and she's just been on Piers Morgan. I've not had a chance to watch it yet. I'm sure she's been spewing more of her venom, doubling down. Well, she's going to go to hell in a handbasket with Prince Andrew if she keeps latching onto him like the parasite she has been. I mean, how wrong can you bloody well be, Lady V? All right, so Andrew allegedly suggested in the email, said to have been sent from his official account, that the two would play together soon. Play like children or with children. So, like I said, three allegations. Mainstream media always reports on the London one, the America one. Doesn't get into the one in graphic detail. The party on the island with the girls that Virginia alleged were East European underage, harvested by Jean-Luc Brunel, who combed the villages of Eastern Europe, promising parents he would make their children into models. Fast-tracked by the feds into America, given visas. No problems there, folks. Fast-tracked by the US federal government into the Epstein properties and then into the human transportation pipeline. Jean-Luc Brunel, infamous for providing 12-year-old triplets to Jeffrey for his birthday, about whom Jeffrey commented the oral skills. Praised the oral skills. Disgusting. Andrew's titles are now being placed in abeyance following the pressure from the king, and he will be forced to give up his membership of the Order of the Garter. The decision won't impact his princely title, meaning he will continue to be known as Prince Andrew, a title conferred onto him at birth as the son of the QE2. And you know what? The people of York are disgusted, and they've been waiting for this. And pubs, you know, the grand old Duke of York had 10,000 men. Pubs named in his name have been ashamed ever since all this broke out. And, you know, finally, they can get a bit of peace from the flack they have been receiving. Hopefully, he's done, and he will not be able to crawl like a cockroach out of the shadows in the night back into royal duties. But I wouldn't put it past him, folks. They do these PR stunts while it's huge media headlines all over the world, which this story is tonight. And then when it's died down in the media, they're trying to climb right back in the public eye. So there's a stream here of the news breaking every so many minutes. And the latest reports are Andrew giving up titles in Scotland and Northern Ireland. He's relinquishing the Duke of York, a title previously held by his grandfather, George VI. He's giving up the titles of Earl of Inverness and Baron of Killyleagh. This is the first time a Duke has lost his title in more than a century, says historian. Let me see if we've got the call-in numbers now in the description box on YouTube. Yeah, call-in show number and StreamYard link. Let me put these in the live chat as well in case anyone wants to join me. I'll put my WhatsApp on as well, just in case Ben has got anybody waiting. Let me see. I can't listen to any voice notes. Ben, if you've got anyone waiting, just tap them into the WhatsApp feed on the phone. I'll see them pop up. Right, I'll put the information on the screen right now. And you can get us through WhatsApp as well. We've got 1,500 almost watching live right now across all the platforms. Appreciate that, folks. And I'll keep going with the feed. And if anyone wants to call in, call in. All right, yeah, so contemporary historian Anthony Seldon, and we had Andrew Loney on yesterday with Lauren discussing the possibility of this. If you missed that one, check it out. Says the removal of Prince Andrew's titles is a decisive moment for the royal family. The last time a dukedom, I've never even heard that word before, dukedom, was taken away from a senior royal was more than 100 years ago. Well done, Prince Andrew, setting a record for this century. He told the BBC News Channel. That was in 1919 when Prince Charles Edward, one of Queen Victoria's grandsons, lost the title of Duke of Albany for fighting on the German side during World War I, Seldon says. Let's not forget, folks, that this reptilian, shape-shifting royal family were all named Germanically at one point in time and had quite an affinity for Adolfo and his Nazi ways. And yeah, they changed their name to make themselves sound British, to fit in more in this country. Looking historically, this is a very, very significant step, says Seldon. All right, looks like we've got Jared on the line. So do you want to bring him in?
Yes.
Let's get back to his name. Hello, Jared.
Hey. What's up, chap? How are you?
Hey, doing good, man. What do you think about this Prince Andrew news?
Hey, man, you know just as well as I do, the government here, the government there, they're just going to cover it up and they're just, you know, it'll go away and they're just a bunch of good old boys, man. I mean, I've seen cops, you know, do stuff over the years, you know, rape other kids, fucking, you know, do, you know, become gangsters themselves and they just cover it up. You know, so I don't think much is going to come about this. I think it's all just a blow and show, you know, just a dog and pony show to make the people feel happy. And then when they're not looking, they're just going to keep doing what they're doing anyway. You know, I mean, just the nature of the people in power versus us little guys. You know what I mean?
Jared, you've absolutely nailed it. They're all completely manipulative, lying psychopaths. And when things build up in the public, they sacrifice someone temporarily, but then just around the corner, they've already got plans to bring them back, sadly. So, you know, we will see how long Prince Andrew is down and out before they do indeed try and bring him back in one capacity or another.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is just... Like I said, they're going to kick them out. They're going to make everybody feel good, feel happy. In a decade, he's going to slide back in, you know, he's quietly in some way, some shape, some form. This is what they do, man. This is they're controlling the world, man. And, you know, we're just little guys. I mean, the only way we're ever going to change the system is to 100% disrupt the system. I mean, unfortunately, this is just like... one symptom of the problem in society. There's so many other bad things that governments worldwide are doing. And it's just going to get to the point where people are going to fight back, just like in the medieval times. You know, and unfortunately, a lot of lives will get lost in that process, and then society will reset itself in some shape or form. You know, yeah, this is just one of those things that is driving society that direction.
Yeah, and they're introducing the digital ID here, aka the digital control grid. They've arrested over 10,000 people for social media posts. So they are getting ready for the dissent from the public so they can mass incarcerate people and just make billions off the back of that. Every way we turn, they just make money off us.
Yeah, you know it, man. That's, you know, the Matrix is right in a sense. We are just batteries for the bigger person in control. You know, that's science fiction. But that's all we are, is just batteries for the rich and powerful. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway. Hey, Chad. Yeah, it was really, really good talking to you. We miss you here in Phoenix. I wish you could come back and visit.
Fun for us, brother. And, huge thank you for calling in, man.
What's that?
I'm banned for life.
I want to let you know that I met some of your boys from London with a red and white motorcycle crew, and they got a lot of respect for you. Like, they, when I met them at Bike Week here, they we found out we knew each other personally. They shook my hand and told me to tell you hi, and they got a lot of respect for you.
Oh, appreciate that, brother. Much love and respect to you, and you have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, man, and I'll tell our friends you said hi.
Thank you, my man. Cheers. Yeah, he's absolutely nailed it, folks. It is all media manipulation. They're absolutely terrified of what's going to come out in Virginia's book. New details, new stories for the press to run with, and this would just continue to. Just like the story, the Epstein cover-up file story is running in America, this will continue to run against the royal family, and they are trying to limit the losses at this point. Cut the losses. I see Lauren in the chat. Andrew needs to be deported. Yeah, he needs to be deported to America to face prosecution. And then to go on to a proper prison yard and face the consequences of someone who has a sex offender jacket, to be grilled by the gang and to be exposed to the survival of the fittest consequences in this kind of a situation, let's say. I'm just minimizing the gory details. Anyway, Ben is saying Paula is on the line. So let's see what Paula's input is on this story. Hello, Paula. Are you there, please?
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Oh, I am excited. I am giddy. We've been waiting for something like this for a while. I'm glad at least this much has happened.
Oh, me too. I love it. I think it's about time he got his comeuppance. But what I wanted to say was, I believe that he's going to be staying at Windsor Lodge Park. And as long as he's got a long rent agreement, apparently, but he's got to be able to pay the upkeep. What I was wondering was, how do you think he's going to get the money together to pay the upkeep for it?
Oh, we need to get that politician on who writes about the royal finances to get him back on to discuss all this, because he really breaks all that down. But I remember when he came on and he told us all the scams that the royal family are running on the public, all of the different ways they're squeezing money out of people. And there's so many different avenues for them to access money. So even though this publicity stunt is being pulled today, I'm sure he's got access to funds. I mean, you know, they pretend to have only so much money, but the royal family, one of the richest families in the world, aren't they? If you look at all of the theft throughout the ages that have gone into this reptilian bloodline, the jewels, all the stuff they've stolen from around the world, and then all of their investments in military companies, oil companies, big pharma, etc. You know, they've got their wealth up there with the Rothschilds, I would imagine. So I don't think he's going to have any problems. They may plead poverty in the media, but behind the scenes, they're worth way more than they are portraying. That's what I believe.
Do you not think that maybe when Charles is gone and William's king, that William will ostracize him, will get Andrew out of Royal Lodge?
I think that he will gesture that to the public, but whether it's valid or not, you never know, because it's all theatre, isn't it? I mean, they look at us as mere cattle to be crapped on and fed the absolute garbage through the mainstream media that we're just supposed to swallow wholesale. And we just never know what shenanigans are going on behind the scenes, what cloak and dagger media manipulation they're pulling on us, because they're pulling it on us all the time. We've got Paula M's just put a comment in. He has to be removed from the royal site, lose the prince title and leave the Royal Lodge. My understanding is, like you said, Paula, he's locked into this rental. So he's protected in that area, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, I can see that maybe Prince Charles will pay his rent and even the upkeep, but I'm thinking more when William's king, which probably will be, I think, in the next few years, then maybe William might take a different stance.
Well, let's ask the viewers. Viewers, do you think William will be altruistic and humanitarian and take a proper, honest stance against Prince Andrew? Put a one in the chat if you think William will not. If you think William's in on it and they're all protecting each other, put a two in the chat and let us see what the viewers say here. And we've got...
What?
2, 1, 2, 1, 3, 3, 1, 2. Yeah, quite mixed. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. I don't think William likes Andrew, says Lisa. Stephanie,
no,
according to multiple. 1, 2, 2, 2, 1, 1, 1. I think it's slightly more ones, actually. Oh, quite a few twos there. It's about 60% ones, 40% twos right now. So, yeah, we've got some people think that have faith.
I can't see anywhere where he and Fergie will be able to sort of go. They're going to be stuck in Windsor Lodge, aren't they? Not going out anywhere, because nobody wants them anywhere.
Well, you know, when all this hit 5 years ago, and we thought he would be dispensed with then, But then we saw him emerge at the funeral of Philip, asking the Queen, could he go in battle regalia with all of his medals and all of his titles on display? There's no stopping this guy. He just thinks he can, no matter what, he can just keep coming back. I don't know what goes through his mind, whether he's in complete and utter denial about how unpopular he is, but that they are relentless opportunists, Prince Andrew and Fergie, and they can only maximize their scams if they're back in the public eye. Yeah. So they won't retire quietly. I mean, I'm sure they've got enough money to retire quietly, but they always want more. They're so greedy.
They just haven't got any morals. That's what it is. None at all. Absolutely none.
None at all. They look at us as rubbish. The great unwashed masses. They just absolutely crap on us. And it's great that it's got to this point with Prince Andrew, whereby, you know, he's international news today. He's absolutely disgraced. And at least in the court of public opinion, this is going to last for quite some while. And that might be as big a victory as we get. But, you know, Virginia's looking down and smiling right now, and that's what counts.
I hope it all comes out in her books and her memoirs. I really do. I can't wait.
Can't wait.
Thank you for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for calling, Paula. You've been a delight. You have a great weekend. Cheers.
Yeah.
Great call from Paula there. Thank you. If anyone else wants to get in on the action and let us know what you think, folks, or even if you want to join us on the screen, the StreamYard link is also in the description box if you want to copy and paste it. So, yeah, these guys protect each other. Look at Savile. Look at how they all protected Jimmy Savile. Sadly, nothing came out properly about him until he was dead. He got his Freemasonic funeral with his coffin pointing at a certain angle towards the coast, protected, knighted by the Queen, knighted by the Pope, in Thatcher's household whenever he wanted to waltz in the waltzing around Buckingham Palace, Prince Mountbatten, Prince Philip, you know, bringing Savile into the royal fold, Mountbatten, King Charles's mentor, prolific alleged offender himself, including of the Kinkora boys' home, was unalived off the coast, didn't have his proper security detail with him, because these predators often shed their security details so that there's not many people watching when they're trying to commit these crimes, just like we saw Bill Clinton, who should be next if there's any justice in the world. It's not just Prince Andrew. We highlighted from the get-go when Jeffrey was unalived who the two biggest co-conspirators were going to be. And yeah, it's all a lot's come out about Prince Andrew. But when's the rest going to come out about Bill Clinton, folks? That's what I want to see, because he sure has been protected and the donor class has been protected. And by protecting the donor class, the Republicans and the Democrats are all refusing to release the Epstein files. And it's absolutely disgusting that Trump and Bondi and Cash Patel all campaigned saying they were going to release the Epstein files and have done the complete opposite. Looks like we've got Paula M coming on the screen, our senior royal correspondent. Looking rather jubilant this evening, Paula. Are you on the screen properly? Where are we?
I'm here. Thank you. Well, yeah, it is something. You. It is something very telling, isn't it? However, like you said, Sean, they make people feel happy with crumbs. Because, I mean, he's still on the royal website, by the way. they could get him out by basically auditing his finances. You know, I've been talking a lot with Andrew Loney because I am in Canada, and I've found some people here that have some information about Andrew, which is absolutely, and the girls, which is absolutely shocking. So I'm giving that to Andrew Loudney because he's even thinking of maybe coming to Canada, because it's shocking, shocking the amount of things that these people have done. And what has he done? He's just basically given up the Duke of York. He's still a counselor of state. He has not been removed from the line of succession. He's still officially under the law, counselor of state. You know, he is a prince. And people, this is what drives me crazy. People are saying, oh, is this birthright? No. All royal titles are honorary titles, and they can be regulated by a letters patent. I mean, George V, he issued the letters patent 1917, and he said that all the princes that, you know, woke up suddenly one day, the next day that the letters patent came into effect, they were no longer prince or princess. It is not a birthright. It is an honorary title. It's not hard to get rid of. None of the royal titles are honorary. He still has links to the royal title. Oh, pity that Fergie cannot call herself Duchess of York. They should be in jail. He should be investigated. People, and this is what's driving me crazy, Sean. People are, because this is a distraction, people are so jubilant about that he's no longer going to use the royal title Duke of York, that they're overlooking the larger picture. This man should be under criminal investigation with that email. That email says, oh, we'll play together soon. If those are the games that he likes to play with, you know, that man on the island, that man should be under criminal investigation. He should be interrogated. He should be hauled over at the police station for lying. Clearly, the picture is legit. Virginia Roberts is no longer alive, which is quite convenient if you think about it.
Yeah, the definition of conspiracy is two people discussing the committing a crime. And, you know, they would bring an expert in to say, play together, exactly what that means, go to the island, whatever. Two people discuss. The crime doesn't even have to be committed. There are so many people in prison all over the world right now for crimes they have not committed just because they've discussed them. Two or more people discussing committing a crime is conspiracy. So, yeah, he's totally indictable under conspiracy laws. But we'll never see that. He's in the untouchable class. And folks, I'm putting Paula M's YouTube channel link in the live chat. We've got 2,000 watching across all platforms. And if you are watching this on replay, Paula posts a lot, tons of content on her channel. And I would urge people to support her and subscribe over there.
But, you know, like I was talking to Andrew Loudon, I interviewed Mr. Norman Baker, who was a former MP and member of the council. He's amazing. And he has a book coming out that talks about the finances of the royal family. And I don't know if people are watching in the United States, a member of the Privy Council, guys, let me put it in mob terms. He's the consigliere, you know, a bunch. This is the Privy Council is the council that literally handles all the most private matters of the monarch and everything that has to do with laws and things that pass with the law, advising the monarch. So Mr. Norman Baker was a member of the Privy Council to Queen Elizabeth II. May she rest in peace. I love her. But and he wrote a book, and it's the finances that is absolutely terrible. Andrew has to be investigated for his finances have to be investigated, period. Where is this man getting all the money? The queen didn't leave him that much money. You see, the way that the royals get around not paying inheritance tax is by the monarch setting up trust funds or basically leaving everything to the incoming monarch. Because I don't know if the people in the United States know this, but the monarch is exempt from paying inheritance taxes. This is how the royal family has been able to become so wealthy, because usually it's about 30 to 40% you pay in inheritance tax. And the royal family, who were broke ass long time ago, not that long ago, now suddenly are one of the wealthiest families in the world. Sorry.
And how much money did Fergie take from Jeffrey Epstein when they sold their souls?
From Andrew Lowney? Are you kidding me? $15,000? That is his knees for that fat woman. You know,
we think that $15,000 is code.
Probably. There's no way. This woman does. This is like, I don't know if you remember Linda Evangelista, the model, when she says, "I don't get out of bed for just $10,000, you know? That's the same thing for Fergie. That woman, $15,000 is an insult. So yeah. I believe that both of them have to be thoroughly investigated. And the thing with Mr. Norman Baker saying that it would be too much to indict, Andrew, why would it be too much? He is not above the law. And people just giving up on that is unbelievable. I'm looking now. Andrew is still in the line of succession, and he's still in the royal website. And you know that the news were embargoed, right? Which means that the papers had it, and they were prepared for him to announce this, yet he's still in the line of succession.
In the chat, Jane is saying, guys need to understand the FBI asked for Andrew to attend an interrogation in the USA, but he declined to go. The UK obviously didn't extradite him. That would never happen. Can he be indicted in the UK? Well, the age of consent here is 16. So, you know, they're saying that he couldn't, but she was human transported to him. So that's a conspiracy right there. So I think he could under conspiracy laws.
Well, he lied. He lied when he said he wasn't in communication. If he didn't sweat before, I'm sure he's sweating now. I'm sure he's sweating profusely. People are getting too happy about what? I'm asking, you know, I'm Googling right now what titles. I think that the Duke of the Earl Inverness is gone, and the Duke of York. That's about it. And I think that the Knight of the Garter. But other than that, he's still Prince. He's still in the line of succession. He's still in the royal website. He's going to still remain at the Royal Lodge, in spite of the fact that antisocial behaviors allow for tenants to be evicted. Antisocial behavior can be bullying, harassing, threatening, which he has done. He's destroyed property when he crashed his Range Rover, whatever the hell it was, into the gates of the palace. That's antisocial behavior. There's so many. He lost his rag with one of the workers at the Royal and Windsor grounds because he was doing his job cleaning, but for him, he didn't want to. So that is antisocial behavior. If they really wanted to get rid of him, I'm sure a lot of people would come forward.
Yeah, I'm going to read you what the BBC is reporting on this and get your thoughts. Is what that's just come out a couple of minutes ago. Andrew faced enormous pressure from King and Prince William. And Prince Andrew's announcement will come as a great relief to Buckingham Palace, royal commentator Jenny Bond says. Speaking to the BBC, the former BBC royal correspondent says enormous pressure on Andrew was exerted from his brother, the King, and also from Prince William. Quote, "We could say Prince Andrew has fallen on his sword, but I think he's being pushed onto it. I don't think this is a decision that Andrew, quite an arrogant man, very, very fond of his status, would have willingly made without a lot of pressure."
But, I mean, I'm serious, Sean, because what has he given up? He's still a prince. Living in royal grounds. By the way, you know that a lot of people made it sound like when he showed up at the Duchess of Kent's funeral, that he imposed himself on them. No, he got police protection. He was guarded. using Scotland Yard police protection, royal protection officers, which means that the king requested that it was an approved official, and that was, even though it's a family affair, it was an official engagement, because royal police protection officers were given to them, to Fergie and Andrew. So he didn't impose himself on anybody. This was a plan to bring him back. And I'm very curious. I think that I have come up with who's the person who's leaking the emails. And I think this was like, like one of those warning shots to the royal family that there have more.
Yeah, that is a good point right there. I mean, who is leaking them? What is the motivation behind it? And what's going to come next?
Yeah, because the royal family has known this all along. Let's not forget that they have the MI6 or the MI5, right? They've known. Yeah. They know they have those emails. Let's not be here under any illusions, okay? Maybe when the queen was alive, out of respect, they didn't want to bring certain things that were unsavory to her attention because, you know, due to her advanced age, she was very ill. And, you know, out of respect, you know, like, you don't want... I wouldn't have done it. Even if I were a police officer, I probably wouldn't have done it to her, but I would have told officials at the bottom and would have advised them, because I work with people, with royal families in Europe. I would have, you know, you put forward a report and you say, we recommend this and this and that. This person has to get out. But Andrew was becoming more and more outgoing in royal engagements. We just saw how he literally, you know, during the Duchess of Kent's funeral, he literally put Prince William on the spot.
Yeah.
And I wonder, part of me, this is wishful thinking, part of me, I wonder if it's Prince William who leaked that email. No, I'm serious, you know, because you see, Charles is not going to do anything. Charles was not going to do anything at all. If anything, Camilla is incredibly friendly with Fergie. Camilla brought Fergie back into the royal official rota of engagements in 2016. Officially, she put her in the royal rota of engagements, Camilla.
Yeah.
And she was incredibly close to Susan Barrantes, who was Fergie's mom. And Andrew Lowney informs that Susan Barrantes was the mistress, one of the mistresses of the late Prince Philip. Why would Camilla go out of her way to befriend the mother, you know, the mistress of the, you know, that is so unsavory. You know what I mean, Sean?
Yeah, yeah. You know? In the circles, it's acceptable to have mistresses and all this kind of thing. We've got somebody who wants to ask you some questions. Baljeet is on the line, Paula, who's got some questions for you on the Prince Andrew story. Baljeet, can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello. Baljeet, coming over. Are you there?
I have to say, I love Paula's channel. And, you know, sometimes I get so exasperated with what's happening with Harry and Meghan, and now with Andrew, and Paula nails it every single time. And I just wanted to compliment her, and I wanted to compliment you too for your excellent channel. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Cheers.
Yeah, it is frustrating. You know, Sean, I'm here in Toronto, and you know that I actually talked to the mistress of Prince Charles, one of the former mistresses of Prince Charles. She was his mistress for 17 years. I had tea with her twice.
What years were they?
Up until 1992.
And what year did he
marry? He met her in Canada.
Yeah.
He even flew her and invited her to his wedding to Princess Diana.
Yeah.
And her son, still the father is not named on the birth certificate of the child. And I have to yet meet him, but there's a hotel here, and I'll send you the link later on. There's a hotel here called, I can't tell you because then they're going to know who the sources are, but I'm going to send you the link. This is so posh. This is like a 6-star hotel in Yorkville, Toronto, right? This is where royalty stays when they don't want to stay at the one Yorkville, which is a beautiful hotel, but it's still you know, like very, very busy. This is incredibly discreet. It's British. And Prince Andrew used to stay there. It was only 4 blocks away from Rachel Meghan Markle's house here in Toronto. I've been to Rachel Meghan Markle's house here, which is, and then I've been to Soho House here in Toronto, which is terrible. And you can't film anything because I tried to, and they told me to put the camera away. the person at this hotel, this is the one that I'm hooking up, Andrew Lowney. Andrew is completely blown away. This man has been working there for almost 35 years. And the last time he was there with Andrew was in 2015. Because you see, their trips that they make, that no, they don't report them they don't put them on the official ledger. These are trips. Let me give you an example. 2013, September, Andrew was supposed to be in New York. That trip was blown out, was exposed because he was supposed to be working as an ambassador or something. And instead, he took off to New York to help Eugenie move, right? Which was a big deal because he took bodyguards and it was at the expense of the taxpayer in the UK. Well, he flew to Canada, to Toronto, with this buddy of his called Johan Elias, who is a billionaire. I don't know. He's Swedish or something like that. But he's a billionaire. And there was a woman that was brought in to his hotel room, and he was supposed to stay there the whole weekend. But he had to leave around 3 a.m. because the lady became unwell. Right? So he was rushed out of the hotel room, and this guy saw this everything. You know, and he's talking to Andrew Lowney about, I mean, it's incredible. And this hotel, this is where they stay. Prince Philip stayed there. There's some stories about Prince Philip, but they're funny, you know, not like Andrew. And the York girls would stay there as well, and even Prince Harry a couple of times.
If the pen is mightier than the sword, Andrew Lowney is the royal assassin, Prince Andrew assassin right now.
But isn't terrible. I'm actually extremely angry because when I saw that all the titles are gone, it's very misleading. It's not. He gave up the Earl and Duke. You know, I've been refreshing while I'm talking to you. I'm refreshing the royal website. He's still there, even though they were prepared for this because that was an embargoed statement, which meant that when that statement dropped, they should have removed Andrew from the royal website.
Yeah. B's back on the line to say something to you, Paula. Hello, B.
Yes. Hello, Sean. I feel really adamant about is that if the prince title isn't taken away from Andrew, Fergie will be Princess Andrew, and like Markle will be Princess Markle, and that doesn't solve the problem.
What do you say to that, Paula?
Well, she's absolutely right. And let me tell you, people are saying, no, that is his birthright. I just tweeted something because actually, I don't know why people, you know, like all you have to do is read it says. Letters patent are royal decrees that grant titles and styles, most notably shaping the rules for who in the British royal family can be styled as prince or princess with the style or his or her royal highness. The 1917 letters patent of King George V established the current framework, limiting these styles to the children of a sovereign and the sons, whatever. And then it says here that the queen modified them with that letters patent in 2012. So all it needs to happen is for what's it called? What's his name? Charles? To literally write a letters patent and say, you know what? You're no longer a prince. You're Andrew Windsor. Or Mountbatten Windsor, sorry.
Who's going to do that?
Charles can do that.
Well, how can we get Charles to do it? Because he's so weak.
Well, if you can do that, I've been trying to do that through my channel.
I follow your channel, and it exasperates me because the Danish family did that. Oh, yeah. And strip the prince titles, and Charles, for God's sake, how can we make him do it?
Yeah. I just want to, you know, public pressure, you know, public pressure can do that. And you know what? That's the thing that they do, is that they try to make us feel helpless. And then they give you these little crumbs that, you know, like that you feel exhilarated because, oh my God, he's not going to use the royal title of Earl. By the way, did you guys know that him and Johan Elias founded a very shady LLC? And there is a guy with the name of Andrew Inverness with Prince Andrew's date of birth. And that's a name that he used for certain things. And this thing is incredibly shady.
Well, I'm going to contact Lady Colin Campbell and going to start a petition to remove the prince title. Thank you, Paula, and thank you, Sean Atwood. You are both amazing. Sorry to interrupt you for the second time. Bye-bye.
And I just want to answer a question that somebody said there, that only Parliament can remove the royal titles. Parliament has already responded to that because people were petitioning Harry's titles to be removed because people kept referring, certain royal experts kept referring the public to write to Parliament to ask them to remove the title of Duke, right? And Parliament responded to those petitions and they rejected the petition and they said, and I've shown this many, many times, you can go to the UK parliamentary petition and you will see that it's rejected. And it says, why was this petition rejected? It's about honors or appointments. We can't publish petitions about honors and appointments, including asking for people to be given or have titles removed. In any case, the use of royal titles are a matter for Her Majesty the Queen and not the government or parliament. This is directly from the UK parliamentary website. Okay, so this is not me making it up. I've posted this many times and I've left the links there. So Parliament has already responded in writing that it's up to the monarch. All royal titles are honorific. Dukes, royal dukes are not allowed in the House of Lords in the United Kingdom in Parliament because they're not real, they're not peers, they're not aristocrats.
Paula, we appreciate your expertise. We're almost at the hour, so I'm going to close the show. So please subscribe to Paula, folks. Is there anything you'd like to say in conclusion to the viewers? What can they look forward to on your channel?
We have to keep at it, guys. You know, this is gaslighting. That's a great step that he was forced to give up the Duke of York title, but his daughters are still in the line of succession and his daughters are still princesses and they're just as shady, like Andrew Lowney says. So we have to keep at it. We have to keep at it. These are little crumbs, but we can get the big mouth, you know. So that's all I'm going to say. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you, Paula. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it. Much love. Cheers. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, folks. So I did not actually read the statement from Prince Andrew. I'll do that. If you've just tuned in, Prince Andrew gives up his royal titles, including Duke of York, after discussion with the king. In a statement released through Buckingham Palace, he's also giving up membership of the Order of the Garter, meaning his only remaining title will be that of Prince, which cannot be removed as he was born the son of a queen. His official statement is, in discussion with the king and my immediate and wider family, we have concluded the continued accusations about me distract from the work of His Majesty and the royal family. I have decided, as I always have, to put my duty to my family and country first. I stand by my decision 5 years ago to stand back from public life. He's not been standing back from public life. He's been trying to creepy crawl back into public life ever since his Epstein story broke. Absolute poppycock. Quote, with His Majesty's agreement, we feel I must now go a step further. I will therefore no longer use my title or the honours which have been conferred upon me. As I have said previously, I vigorously deny the accusations against me, even though he's emailing Epstein saying, can't wait for playtime, buddy. Even though I know you're a convicted PDF file, let's get the playtime going again. absolute. Technically, Andrew will retain the dukedom, which can only be removed by an act of parliament, but will not use it. The title, in effect, remains extant but inactive, like the HRH honorific. He will also give up his knighthood as a Knight Grand Cross of the Royal Victorian Order. It is understood that the decision was taken in close consultation with Charles in recognition of the fact that his personal issues, his PDF allegations, leaked emails, Andrew Loney's book, Virginia's imminent book, continue to be an unwelcome distraction from the work of the wider royal family. The king is understood to be glad of the outcome. The Prince of Wales was also consulted along with other family members. Fergie will not be able to use her title and be simply known as Sarah Ferguson. The titles of the daughters, Princess Beatrice and Eugenie, will remain unaffected. This agreement was made after high-level meetings at Buckingham Palace's aides were said to have finally reached a tipping point. There's concern, anxiety within the royal household about the continual headlines causing serious reputational risks to the monarchy. Epstein, etc. And if you've not read the full details of what we wrote about not just Prince Andrew, but also Bill Clinton, my book, Who Killed Epstein, Prince Andrew or Bill Clinton, is available worldwide on Amazon audiobook, ebook, paperback. It's all in there, folks. I'm going to go and spend some time with Jen and baby Ziggy before everybody goes to sleep. Thank you for tuning in. We've got tons of content tomorrow. Tons. We've got at 7 o'clock, we've got Jonathan Hay back with Lauren. Remember Jonathan Hay who came on and spoke about Diddy and Johnny Depp, etc. He's going to be live with Lauren at 7. We have got Barbara Stoyanov, the ex-model, exposing the elites back for part 3 from 8 till 9. And then Charlie Seeger, old-school Liverpool gangster, talking about meeting the craze from 9 to 11. So 4 hours of content coming out tomorrow. If you missed the podcast that we did last night with Billy Jasper going viral right now on the Essex Boys case, check that one out as well. He served almost 40 years in prison, and he's gave us an exclusive. So hope to see